Well, it's Monday, last day of March. Monday, you know, Metsa, right? First, last day of March. Hey, spring's near. What do we get? A blizzard. Yes, isn't this something, folks? A blizzard. Who would have thought? I know it's happened before. It's possible well into April in the great state of North Dakota, but it's still not exactly fun. Fargo is not exactly blizzard-like right now, but obviously it's coming. There's a fair amount of snow out west. If you'd like to give us a first-hand report on what you have weather-wise, road-wise, we'd love to hear from you today on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon. I'm solo today. Mark the Freedom Poet is off, so I'll be here solo in this first hour. Todd Mitchell will join me next hour to give you a little bit of a lineup of what we have to come today on the program. We're going to chat with our friends from Concordia of St. Paul. They have been doing a very interesting thing. They have been actually engaging in the legislative process. So we're going to talk with the professor, Jane Jones, and a couple of her students. And they had a really interesting little arcane piece of legislation they found, actually law they found in Minnesota, that provided immunity for legislators from DUIs. And you'd think when they find a piece of legislation like that, it would be easy to fix it, right? Because that would look, well, horrible, really. Well, guess what? They were blocked by the Senate, believe it or not, so we'll tell you about that. Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota's president, Paul Von Ebers, will join us. We're going to talk about the deadline today on Obamacare. We're going to talk about rate increases for insurance holders in North Dakota. How's this thing working from the perspective of the state's largest insurer? We'll ask Paul Von Ebers about that today on the program. We're going to chat with Major General David Spritzenatic, the Adjutant General of the North Dakota National Guard. A lot of news of late about Defense Department cuts that would cause the loss of 200 North Dakota Guard troops. What will that mean for the North Dakota Guard? Will it happen? We'll talk about that. There's also been some recent deployments and a Valley City unit mobilized, or at least a notice of a potential mobilization to Afghanistan of a small unit. So we'll visit about all of that today on the program. And those are some of our newsmakers. We also have the National Weather Service that will join us throughout the program and try and get a handle on this track on the storm and where the brunt of it will be. The last I'd heard looked like the tough stuff would be up mainly in the Northern Valley surrounding Grand Forks, but there's areas of the state that already have nearly 10 inches of snow, especially out west. So we'll continue to watch this closely for you and love your firsthand reports. Want to give us a buzz? 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Snowfall amounts of 10 to 20 inches, likely along and north of a band from Valley City through the central Red River Valley, Hillsborough and Grand Forks. Through the Red Lakes, that'd be Beltrami County in Minnesota, with even higher amounts possible along a narrow band within that broader area. And to the south, snowfall amounts depend on when the rain changes to snow and may vary from an inch to 10 inches, most likely 5 to 10 inches across southeast North Dakota, transitioning to lower amounts across west central Minnesota. So some bands, at least, there's some really heavy snow in there, and, of course, very strong winds through this thing as well. Northerly winds along and west of the valley increasing this morning, becoming very strong, 30 to 40 with gusts over 50. And, obviously, the combination of snow forecast and winds like that are the reason that many schools in the area have decided to shut her down in anticipation that you get a school full of kids and some precip like that rolling in and winds like that rolling in, and right, tough stuff. Strongest winds expected from Monday morning and into the evening hours. These winds combined with the falling snow creating blizzard conditions over a large area and for an extended period of time Monday morning into Monday night. The most uncertainty remains across the Wahpeton and Fergus Falls and Wadena area regarding onset of hazardous conditions, expected snowfall, and blizzard conditions. So that's the latest. We'll get a live update from the National Weather Service here coming up in a little bit. But the conditions, I'm looking at the blizzard warning area, the winter storm warning area, the winter weather advisory area, and you've got a pretty good chunk here. So we'll keep posted on all of that. And, of course, road conditions will be in our focus as well. And, again, we'd love to hear from you firsthand on what you're finding where you're at. I think folks at Fargo woke up saying, is this thing a bust? But, again, it was anticipated this would take a while. So 855-200-1776 for anything in the way of updates on the weather and or roads. Welcome that throughout the program today. And I'll just give you a quick overview of how we're looking on road reports here in a moment. And then we'll walk through some of the news headlines today. North Dakota Democrats gathered over the weekend. We're going to tackle that in the news. How about the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux? I mean, really. A 20th appearance in the NCAA Frozen Four. That's the big dance in hockey. That is a big deal. I was a little euphoric after the victory on Saturday night, posted a note on my Facebook page saying, is this the most successful college team in the state of North Dakota to have that kind of record, that many national championships, that many appearances in the Frozen Four, in the creme de la creme of hockey? And it has caused a bit of a debate. But I'm not sure that could be much of a debate. Now, you can debate, is hockey a bigger deal? Is basketball a bigger deal? Is football a bigger deal? I get all that. But if you're just looking at success of college teams, the University of North Dakota hockey team is just right up there. Just absolutely phenomenal year after year after year. All right. For folks in the oil patch, not too bad, other than there is a portion of 1804 south of Williston. Or inner Watford City looks like it has the toughest. There is some ice and compacted snow on a chunk of 85, and then there is no travel advised on 85 from the interstate north. But Highway 2 looks pretty good up until you get to the 85 turn. Once you get to 85, so, you know, really Williston, Watford City are the areas that have it the worst. Highway 2, not too bad. There is a chunk, too, up along 5 and 42 that have some scattered ice. And that corner of the state, so the northwest corner and the southeast corner, actually look about the best. Everywhere else, not so good. In fact, there's flat-out no travel advised the entire I-94 from the Montana border to Bismarck. And then Bismarck North is a mess in and around Devil's Lake. No travel advised all around Grand Forks. That's the interstate. That's north-south routes 81, 18, 32, 35. That is Highway 2. Grand Forks north on the interstate and Highway 2 west till about Highway 30. Yet west of Devil's Lake is all no travel advised. And a huge portion of central North Dakota as well. Southwest corner is a mess, too. So it's folks that are faring okay so far at this moment, Jamestown over to Fargo on the interstate looks just fine now. Grand Forks to the South Dakota border on I-29 looks just fine right now. And most of the area immediately south of Grand Forks, good chunk there in the Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton areas, still doing okay. But obviously a huge area that is no travel advised. So if you're headed out, you better watch that pretty close today, and we'll keep you posted. And again, whatever you're finding where you're at, let us know at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. We'll check in with the Weather Service here in just a little bit and get more of an update on how things are looking as we go throughout the day. I want to talk about balance for a little bit news-wise today on the program. We don't have a lot of time to get into this right now, but we're going to tackle this at the bottom of the hour after our conversation with some students tackling the political process in Minnesota. Does North Dakota political does North Dakota's political system need balance? It seems like that's a word you're going to be hearing a whole lot of as part of the campaign to try and get a seat for Democrats on the Industrial Commission and for George Sinner to unseat Congressman Kevin Cramer. Balance. I have Senator Heidi Heitkamp, so they have some balance at the congressional level, but are we lacking balance? That's the buzzword. And I want to talk about that a little bit today on the program, so welcome your thoughts on that. Let me know at 855-200-1776. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones. Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Political process, and we have been keeping you updated on the story of some students from Concordia University, the other Concordia. Many folks in the Upper Plains know Concordia College at Moorhead, but Concordia College in St. Paul is a different Concordia, obviously, and students there have been engaged in the political process. They found a law that provided immunity for legislators if they have a DUI. Now, you'd think when you unearth something like that, that it would be easy to expose it and say, well, this is dumb. We can't have this double standard. Let's get rid of it. But actually, they took this one on, exposed it, and were blocked in the Senate from changing it. Two students that were part of this effort, Hope Baker and Adam Goins, are with us now on the program. Hope, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Adam, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good morning.
Good. So tell us what happened here. First of all, how long has this law been in place, Hope? Do we know?
1800s.
From the 1800s. So you guys, yep. you dig it up. And when you mention this directly to legislators, what do they say?
You know, they all kind of have different responses. Some of them say that they hate the law and that they know that the card exists and they think we should get rid of the card. And other ones say, this is our right to have this. And what if someone tries to stop us from voting and, you know, a police officer comes after us so we can't get to a vote? It's a very mixed response. Most of it good. Most of it support. But some people, you know, are pretty set that they need this card.
Seems pretty bizarre. If what they describe as a potential thing happens, you'd have the recourse of dealing with it at that point. But, Adam, what was your plan? What did you guys do to take this on?
Well, we started 2 years, almost 3 years ago, actually, and the bill sailed through both the House and the Senate committees and never got to a floor vote because of what we were told, because of the Viking Stadium being the prominent issue. Well, we found out later that it was because of election year politics and they didn't want the stories coming out during the election cycle. If a legislator would have, you know, used their legislator immunity. So here we are back this year. We assumed that it would sail through both committees again. We've obviously been tabled in the Senate and we've been stalled at numerous positions through the House committee process.
So when you say tabled in the Senate, what do they tell you?
I actually wasn't there for that committee hearing, so Hope may be able to answer that question better.
You know, it's interesting about that is they don't really tell you much. afterwards, you know, because we're new to this, it's not like we don't lobby bills every day. You know, we're still young. We're just jumping into the game, so we're getting educated along the way, and it's groundwork at the Capitol. We're learning about it. So when we heard it was getting, when they voted, someone motioned to table it, you know, at first I thought, okay, this isn't too bad. Like, they'll just pick it up tomorrow or we can get some more information. And then everybody's faces, you know, kind of went, like, you know, sad all of a sudden or angry. And then to find out that the reason for the tabling, and this is what Senator Sheeran spoke out and said, is that they didn't want to vote on it. They didn't want to publicly go on the record and vote no. Well, in my experience, if you don't want to go on the record saying something and voting something, that's a problem. And that should show you that what you're going against is wrong. You shouldn't be voting no on this. And the fact that you don't want to go on the record and vote no, that's a big issue.
Jane Jones is the professor that has led this effort for Concordia University at St. Paul. I guess this is sort of what you anticipate. You get the real world process, even though you find a dumb law from the 1800s that has no basis being on the books. You think it's easy to get rid of it. Nothing's easy in politics, is it, Professor?
Yeah, nothing's easy in politics, and nothing's easy in the real world. You know, I think some folks are trying to confuse the message a little bit, kind of try to confuse what we're trying to do. And, you know, it's a real life learning experience. I got to give my props up to my students. They've been at the Capitol every stinking day trying to educate legislators on exactly what this little redefinition actually does. It's not getting rid of their immunity. It's not, I think some folks have actually said, you know, if we're drunk, we should go and represent our folks our constituents at the Capitol. You know, we're not getting rid of the immunity at all. All we're doing is saying you can't drink and drive. That's it. I mean, this has been the best learning experience for them, and it, quite honestly, it's been a really good learning experience for myself too.
I'm curious, Adam, first, and then Hope, how you feel like you're received. I mean, do legislators welcome the process that here's some students engaged and learning the process? Do they like it? Do they welcome it?
Out in the open, they are very, very welcoming. There's been a few that behind closed doors have said, you know, we're just kids in our student project, quote unquote. And, you know, jokingly saying future lobbyists in the making.
How about you, Hope? How do you feel received?
You know, for the most part, I feel pretty okay. But that's the thing with Adam says is when it's behind closed doors, it's a whole other thing than when you're out, when they're out in the open. And, you know, we've been told at the Capitol that people consider us a joke of the Capitol. And I don't think that that's fair. You know, we're doing just exactly what everybody else is doing, who is there to get a bill passed and to make a law and do something that is right. We're there to, you know, change something that needs to be changed. And the fact that some legislators, and, you know, like I always say, it's not all of them, you know, 95% of them. And unfortunately, that number started at 98 and it's slowly, slowly, you know, going down. But most of them are great. You know, we have great supporters. We have, you know, we have such advocates. But then you just have those people who are plain cold. And they make comments to us and say things that I would never in my, you know, and granted, I'm only 22. In my 22 years of living, I would never heard anything like it, or I could never imagine someone saying that to, let alone people, but a group of college students who are going to be entered in this world soon. We're trying to learn the process, not be pushed away from it.
And make a difference, which we ought to have more students engaged,
yeah,
trying to make a difference.
I gotta jump in here and just tell you, as a professor, I've actually received quite a few email messages from legislators praising the students. They probably don't know all about this yet. And actually, a lot of legislators have asked for bills for the next session from them, so to be the chief authors to work with students. So, you know what, again, 95% are fantastic. I think the students heard probably some comments in the last week, kind of, you know, that your kids are the joke of the Capitol. But I also think that's a defensive mode for lawmakers who probably are against getting rid of this little drunken driving, a little exception. But I think, you know, when you start, instead of attacking the policy, you start attacking maybe the person or the, you know, you try to figure out what you can possibly get besides going after the policy.
Well, this has been fascinating to watch. Congratulations, Professor, on a great example of really civics lesson at work, at play, and others that get involved in ways like this. It's great. Hope,
yeah.
And Adam, keep fighting. Appreciate the update.
Call
and,
your senator. That's our biggest advice. Make sure you call the Minnesota Senate and tell them to act. We need that to be, need that happening.
No kidding. Let them hear from you, folks. All right. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal for Scott Hanlon listeners. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chase's Bowling Alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. By the way, check out all the spa treatments in the Copper Door of Ada Spa. The body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages. 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For a good chunk of our listening audience, and also some road conditions less than favorable in many parts of the state, 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number to weigh in if you are encountering bad conditions and want to share so your fellow motorists can be alerted and warned. That'd be great. A question on our Facebook page, a couple of them for you to weigh in on. The blizzard warning seems like a bad movie. Noah bad. Hearing some horrible reports about this movie, Noah. So I thought I'd I'd get that in. Bottom line, heavy snowfall, very strong winds. Ick. There's a word I dusted off over the weekend. Ick. I posted this last night and put up some of the details. Chad says, hey, nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned North Dakota blizzard. After all, our forefathers dealt with worse, with less resources. We'll be fine as long as folks know enough to stay home and ride it out. Giannis is unreal. David says, liberals will call this event an extreme weather incident and blame it on man-made global weather change. Don added another fun word, yuck. There you go. Ick, yuck. What else can we come up with here? Ron says, hey, it's weather, David. Don't presume to know what other people will say, think, or do. I see. Here we go. Now we started a fight. Randy says, I blame it on the Dems. They just finished their convention. Mary Ann says, April Fool's. Yeah, a little bit early. Is anyone comparing this to 1997 Blizzard Hannah, the big April blizzard? Asked Dave. Yeah, they happen in April. Catherine says, it's North Dakota. People seem to think that snow is going to be the end of the world. I don't get it. Karen advises, stay warm and dry. Curtis says, most recorded record weather events occurred before many of us living today were born. And for some older folks who back then were still toddlers, nobody cried. Climate change, either. And then curled up in a corner, sucking their thumb in fear of impending doom. Stupid, gullible world, suckered by the Al Gorean money-making, fear-mongering machine that pulled in recognition-hungry scientists who always, always think they can come up with an answer to everything. Expect that which is really helpful, like predicting sinkholes, like that which swallowed some precious Corvettes in Bowling Green. All right. A lot of comments to weigh in on Facebook. Also, ask this question about the success of the University of North Dakota hockey team over the weekend. With a 20th appearance now in the Final Four for hockey, and 7 national championships. Is it fair to say the University of North Dakota hockey program is the most successful college athletic program in the state of North Dakota? What do you think? Yes or no? Weigh in on that today. You can call us at 855-200-1776. Or you can weigh in on our Facebook page. All right, let's see here. Craig and Vergas wanted to weigh in. I'm sorry, I'm getting to this late here. Craig in Vergas, Minnesota, had a comment that he thought the students that we just had on were committing career suicide. Career suicide. I'm not sure how students engaged in a class designed to learn more about the political process could be committing career suicide by being up there. I don't know what Craig means by that, but welcome you to call back if you want to weigh in on that. All right, here's a story, the big political story of the weekend, I guess, was the Democrats gathering in Fargo. And the two races that probably are garnering the most attention would be Ryan Taylor, who is running for a seat on the Industrial Commission, known as the Ag Commission post, hoping to benefit from a nomination battle for Republicans that will be coming up this weekend in Minot. And the other is George Sinner, who was running, deciding to run for Congress. Here's the story by Pat Springer in the forum. I'll just give you some highlights here, and we pick up a lot of themes on what they're going to be talking about. In accepting his nomination, Sinner and his fellow Democrats drew a sharp contrast between the two candidates, that being Sinner and Kramer. One a relative newcomer to politics, the other a career politician. Sinner said of Kramer, he collected a government paycheck year after year, always needing more and all the time complaining about the excesses of government. All right. So they're going to sort of dust off the career politician thing, which is interesting for Democrats. I'm not sure that works. And obviously, Sinner's a politician as well, but he's only been at this a couple of years in North Dakota Senate. Portrayed himself as someone who can work with both parties to find consensus and solve problems. That's what I will bring to Washington, balance, bipartisanship, compromise, and results. So here's what I'd tell you. George Sinner has a Washington campaign manager assigned to him, which generally never goes well in North Dakota. Ask Rick Berg how well that works to have sort of outside influences kind of running the campaign. Just doesn't ever seem to go well. But they've obviously done some poll testing, and those words work. My question, is that what you're seeking? You think that's, is that going to bust through, if you will? Balance, bipartisanship, compromise, results. You hear that and you go, okay, I'm going to switch my vote from Kramer to Sinner. By the way, the polls right now have enormous leads for Congressman Kevin Kramer in this particular race. Pretty significant. Curious what you think about that at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Okay, Craig in Vergas is back. Craig, tell me what you mean by you think these students are committing career suicide here.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. There's a long memory in this stuff, and I certainly know it from personal experience. And that goes to the entire bureaucracy. I mean, a red circle's going to be drawn around these kids' names, and, I mean, it's going to track them. It's going to follow them. I know from personal experience, you do not take on the privileges of the club, whether it's a unicameral legislature, whether it's term limits, any of that stuff. You openly speak out on any of that, and I'm not kidding. We're talking the motor vehicle department's going to know when you come in. It's pretty intense, and it doesn't end.
Well, it sounds like you have, when you say a personal experience, what did you take on, Craig?
Well, like I said, it was a membership of the club, and what blows my mind is that it's 25, almost 30 years ago, and there are still hard feelings about it. There are still times when it comes up, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, it's just plain and simple wrong, isn't it? I mean, in other words, whatever your opinion is, whatever your position is, that's America. I'm on one side. You're on another side. Let's get in the arena and debate what the best fix is here.
Your opinion. You can be hired. Let's say that you're just taking a position because that's the company position, right? The company position. And you're there on behalf of the company and you are getting paid. Okay? No. Sorry. You're not on our team. That's all there is to it. You know, and eventually you find yourself. I mean, you talk to anybody that is an honest to God lobbyist, an actual lobbyist. You talk to them about the long memory of this joint on both sides of the aisle. the Minnesota legislature, you can talk about anything you want until you talk about them. Then you've crossed the line. And you can talk to ex-legislators. Get Maury Lanning on. You talk to them. Ex-legislators will tell you that you cross the club rules, you're a dead man in that town. But not just like I said, in government. But I'm talking about every single little part that the octopus touches, you're dead to them.
Well, that's an indictment on the system. I mean, that's just flat, childish, stupid. I don't doubt what you're saying is true, but it ought to be exposed. You know, it needs a healthy dose of sunshine to route that out, because that's crazy.
Well, even the most like experienced lobbyists down there is the ones that work for the teachers union or the NRA or AARP. They'll tell you right off. You stay in your lane, they call it. Stay in your lane. And the one thing you don't ever talk about is how they run that place. That just does not happen. This $90 million office building is going to pull it all out into the open.
Let's hope so. I mean, I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
It's a new clubhouse. And what people don't understand is that they've been wanting a new clubhouse for 20 years down there. And they don't have a new clubhouse, they're going to be upset. And it's going to be open warfare on one another. And like I said, ex-legislators will tell you that's one of the reasons they quit, is that there's no reforming the rules. None. It's not allowed. That topic of conversation does not come up. You do, if you bring it up, you're done. You're done. You're done in that town.
Very interesting. If folks haven't followed this, there's actually been a debate over this new Taj Mahal, as it's being called, as a Senate office building. And the Democrats have been trying to undo some of the taxes they put in the last legislative session because of the fiscal condition improving slightly in Minnesota. And so you had House Democrats pushing this, and you had the governor pushing this. And the Senate Democrats wouldn't go along with it until they got their office building, their little clubhouse, as Craig calls it, included in the legislation. So they were risking a lot politically to have their little clubhouse. Pretty amazing. Craig, interesting insight. Appreciate the call. Thanks. And I guess these students are only committing career suicide. They hope to actually have some influence beyond college with the members of the legislature. I'm not so sure that they are, but... Larry emails, come on, Scott, it's simple. They've destroyed their chances of a career in liberal Minnesota. They've shown they are not liberals. Yeah, well, maybe. You know, maybe I'm being horribly naive here in thinking that's not the case. But I would say this. These things need to be exposed. Craig, these students, I mean, sunshine will fix a lot of this. It really has to be fixed. Pretty fascinating. Okay, appreciate the call, Craig. Thanks, and we're going to take a break here, come back with a check of the weather conditions. And we'll continue to explore this, try to pick up some of the buzzwords from the Democratic Convention and apply them to the November election. Get your take on whether or not you think they'll work. All right, we're going to talk about that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned, my friends.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Going to check the weather in a moment here. I'm actually broadcasting the program from home today because, many of you know, since I told this story on the air, my wife Maria and Alex and Hannah, two members of our family, a senior and a freshman, are out in New York for a choir trip, actually making their way back, left last night about 8 o'clock. So Haley and I are home solo, and school is canceled today. So, Haley agreed to join me for a couple of minutes this morning. Are you glad that school is canceled today?
No.
You'd rather be in school at this very moment?
Yeah.
Especially since you worked very hard on a book report last night, didn't you?
Yeah.
Were you looking forward to presenting that today?
Not really.
You weren't?
No, because I'm not presenting it today. I'm presenting it tomorrow.
Were you going to present it today, or was it always tomorrow?
Well, it was due today, but we had to... But we're presenting it at different times. I'm presenting it tomorrow.
Tell folks how you do this little book presentation. It's kind of cool.
You read the book, and then it's historical fiction this month, and you pack a suitcase with 7 to 10 items that the main character would bring with if they went on vacation.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. So it just helps tell the story of the book, right?
Yeah.
By pulling the items out of the suitcase for the rest of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no school today. Blizzard day. And you'd rather be in school?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to add?
No.
How are you going to use this day?
Laying in bed.
Come on. That's not very productive, is it?
Let's go ziplining.
Let's go ziplining. I'm all for that. Can we find any ziplining around here? I'm not so sure we can. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about our weather forecast here and how we're going to be looking. And by the way, if you look out the window, you say this is a blizzard, and obviously conditions are expected to get worse. But right now, there's actually there's some clear skies and 35 degrees. It didn't look anything like a blizzard in Fargo right now at this hour at all. Tioga, on the oil patch, many areas there are actually not faring too bad. Some of the road conditions are a little rough, but right now, cloudy skies, 8 above in Tioga, 12 above in cloudy in Williston. Light snow showers in Watford City in 10, and that's where some of the road conditions are the roughest. Williston, Watford City, there are a number of areas that are a little rough. Light snow showers in 10 above in Newtown at this hour. Stanley is at 8 degrees above in cloudy skies. Columbus, 10 and cloudy. On the eastern end of the state, Grand Forks, cloudy in 19 at this hour. Grand Forks will be one of the epicenters there of the blizzard, going to get it the roughest. Hillsboro is cloudy in 35. Scattered snow showers already in Grafton at 14 at this hour. Then back down south, Kindred, fair skies 35, a little Fargo-like. Breckenridge 35 and fair skies. Fergus Falls 39, Detroit Lakes fair in 37 degrees. Thief River cloudy in 28. There is some snow up at World, 19 degrees at this hour there. Down in South Dakota, they're going to miss most of this. Partly cloudy, 35 in Watertown at this hour. 51 in Sioux Falls, 28 in Aberdeen and cloudy skies. Twin Cities today into the 60s. So pretty extraordinary weather there. Let's look ahead here, though, and tell you what you can expect in the coming hours and days. And again, we'll start in Fargo because that's the area that's supposed to get. Well, again, there's a blizzard warning that's in effect right now, and it's coming this way. But the worst of this again will be to the north of here, but the winds and whatnot will be rolling in. So they expect the precip to start. And literally, they're talking about 100% chance of precip here within the next hour or so, changing to full-out snow by noon once that temp dips a little bit. And rain early, then becoming very windy with heavy snow developing in the afternoon. Blizzard conditions are possible late. High at 36. Winds northeast at 35 to 50. And the snow accumulation is 2 to 4 inches. Windy tonight, heavy snow and blizzard conditions this evening, giving way to snow showers late and a low right around 12 degrees. A north-northeast wind at 23 miles an hour right now. And again, a little chance of rain on the way. The forecast in the oil patch today, windy conditions and snow showers, cold in the high of 21. North-northeast winds at 20 to 30, chance of snow at 40%. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, cold, low around 5. North-northeast winds at 15 to 25, winds diminishing to 5 to 10 miles an hour later on. Winds north-northeast at 17 right now at this hour. And again, I ran through a number of the temps, so you've got an idea of where things are at there. And road conditions, we last took a look at the road conditions there. As I mentioned, the areas that are, there's a good chunk of the state that has no travel advised. Pretty amazing when you look at the red and white no travel advised areas. In and around Grafton, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, and a huge swath that would be I-94 from the Montana border over to Bismarck Mandan, and then pretty much straight north of there, you know, south of Minot, south of Devil's Lake, up 83. I mean, 83 all the way Bismarck Mandan to Minot is no travel advised. Huge chunk of southwest North Dakota and northeast North Dakota. And really a line that if you take the corner of the state down in southwest North Dakota and you know, take about a third of the state in a diagonal line up to the northeast corner is pretty much the area where you've got that swath. You can see it tracks pretty well with this weather as well. Some areas of the state, including the southeast corner, just fine. Jamestown, Valley City, Fargo, West Fargo, Wap, Brack down in that area, Lisbon. But obviously that won't last forever. Oaks all faring pretty well in that quadrant right now. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.